Deportes, curso trimestral de Vaughan.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Welcome to No Excuses. This is Fitz. This is Vaughan Radio, Vaughan Radio. Let's start you off today with a question mix from English O'Clock. Did you have a good day yesterday? Yes, I had a good productive day yesterday. Ask me how far it is from my house to a petrol station or a gas station in American English. How far is it from your house to the nearest petrol station? The nearest petrol station is about a kilometre from my house. What's the driest part of Spain? Well, the driest part of Spain is Cabo de Gata. An average of 155 millimetres of rain per year. And apparently it's not just the driest place in Spain, it's the driest place in Europe. When was the last time you had a hot dog? It's been a long time since I had a hot dog. Maybe about a year ago. Did you go horseback riding two days ago? No, I didn't. Did you sing a song yesterday? Well, yes, I did, because as I'm working, and like a lot of us working from home, I put some headphones on, and as I'm working, depending on the kind of work, I listen to a little bit of music. I listen to some music. Do you know anyone who knows how to do a handstand? Now, what's a handstand? A handstand is what you often see kids doing, where they turn upside down and they walk with their hands, a handstand. So yes, I know some children who know how to do a handstand. I can't, but I know some children who can. Did you speak Japanese yesterday? No, I didn't. What nationality are people from Uganda? People from Uganda are Ugandan. I read the other day that the internet in Uganda had collapsed for at least one day. Excuse me. Will there be a concert in your neighbourhood next week? No, there won't. Ask me if I've ever painted my nails. No, I haven't. I'm not wearing a diamond necklace, and you? I want a three-word answer. Neither am I. And of course you can say me neither, but neither am I sounds a little more elegant. What's healthier, chocolate or fruit? Fruit, even though it's spelled F-R-U-I-T, fruit. What's healthier, chocolate or fruit? Well, fruit, of course, is healthier. Ask me if I like my apartment. Do you like your apartment? Yes, I do. Did you have a relaxing holiday last year? Well, not really. I guess like a lot of us, our holiday plans were scuppered. Scuppered. What does that mean? To be upset, to be distracted, to be prevented. S-U-P-P-E-R-E-D. Or is there a double R? I doubt myself. I need to look this up. That my holiday plans were scuppered, like many people. So I didn't really get to have a holiday. Single R. To be scuppered. Where am I? Are you looking forward to the next public holiday? Well, yeah, not too much, but yeah, a little bit. What's more complicated, physical education or maths? Well, it depends entirely on the person. Some people are brilliant at maths, some people are brilliant at physical education, some are brilliant at both. And of course, it depends on the teacher. Ask me how many questions I ask a day. Ask me how many questions I ask a day. How many questions do you ask a day? How many questions do you ask a day? I ask hundreds of questions a day. I ask hundreds of questions a day. Ask me if I started learning Spanish when I was 15 years old. Ask me if I started learning Spanish when I was 15 years old. Did you start learning Spanish when you were 15 years old? Did you start learning Spanish when you were 15 years old? No, I started learning Spanish when I was 33 years old. How far is it from your house to the nearest Chinese restaurant? It's about 500 meters from my house to the nearest Chinese restaurant. When was the last time you drank a glass of champagne? The last time I drank a glass of champagne was, I don't know, about a year ago. Christmas of last year, so a bit more than a year ago. Can you play the harp? No, I can't. But of course, the harp is the official symbol of the Irish government. Who has a warm jacket? You or me? Well, I hope both of us, because these days you need warm jackets. When was the last time you bought a cucumber? I never buy cucumbers. Oof, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I bought a cucumber. How often do you buy strawberries? I buy strawberries from time to time. Do you enjoy rainy days? Well, I prefer dry days, but rainy days are essential for the environment and to have a water supply. So yes, once they're not too frequent. All right, let's do a bit of translation. This is Vaughan, translation book Vaughan, translation book six, list 26. Cruzaremos ese puente cuando lleguemos a él. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, or we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. So this, of course, is a figure of speech. Where you think, what are we going to do about that problem? I say, look, well, there are other problems we need to solve first. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. No me arrepiento de nada de lo que he hecho. I don't regret anything I've done. What was the famous Edith Piaf song? Je ne regrette rien. Llámame cuando quieras. Call me whenever you want. Day or night. 24/7. No quiero que estés triste. I don't want you to be sad. Me dijeron que ya te habías ido. They told me you had already left. Te aplastaremos. We'll crush you. I remember when I was growing up, my father would tell me that when he was a kid in his home village, there was a man who had a farm right on the outskirts of the village. And the man was a little bit crazy. But the man was also a Stalinist, even though he was a farmer. So his enterprise was capitalist, he was a farmer. But he was a Stalinist. And he kept pigs. And so my father and his friends would hide near his farm so they could hear him talking. They would hear him talking to himself. And he would walk past. And obviously he was envisaging a war, I presume, between the Russians and, I suppose, the Americans or the British or whoever. And he would be saying to himself, They're crushing them now. And the same man, of course, this was in the 1940s. There were very, very few cars in Ireland at the time. And even now, if you go to parts of rural Ireland, you will see farmers crossing the road with their cows and with their sheep on minor roads. And in this case, like I said, he had pigs. And so the pigs were crossing the road, and a man was driving past, and he had to stop his car and wait for the pigs to go by. And the farmer came to the window of the car and said, "I see you're watching the march past." And again, my father and his friends, they were obviously fascinated by this guy. They were hiding, and they could see the confused expression of the man in the car. El perro enterró el hueso. El perro enterró el hueso. The dog buried the bone. The dog buried the bone. El entierro fue por la mañana. El entierro fue por la mañana. The burial was in the morning. The burial was in the morning. Fueron arrestados y llevados al juzgado. Fueron arrestados y llevados al juzgado. They were arrested and taken to court. They were arrested and taken to court. El juez no apareció. El juez no apareció. The judge didn't show up. The judge didn't turn up. So both being phrasal verbs. The judge didn't show up. The judge didn't turn up. Estuvimos esperando media hora. Estuvimos esperando media hora. We waited for half an hour. Careful of the L in half because it's silent. We waited for half an hour. La mercancía no ha sido aún embarcada. La mercancía no ha sido aún embarcada. The goods haven't been shipped yet. Now you can also say the merchandise. The merchandise is uncountable, but you say the goods. But you can't say the good. Not in this case. The goods haven't been shipped yet. Shipped. I'd be careful of your pronunciation of yet. We want to avoid that jet sound. The goods haven't been shipped yet. Hay un retraso en el embalaje. Hay un retraso en el embalaje. There's a delay in the packaging. There's a delay in the packaging. One more time. There's a delay in the packaging. Nuestros trabajadores están en huelga desde hace mes de un mes. Sorry. Nuestros trabajadores están en huelga desde hace más de un mes. Nuestros trabajadores están en huelga desde hace más de un mes. Our workers have been on strike for more than a month. Our workers have been on strike for more than a month. I read an interesting article the other day about a bank strike in Ireland, I think in about 1971. And the bank strike went on for months. Went on for months. And so cash flow was a huge problem. Because this was before ATM machines, obviously. And it was usually people still got paid by check. Very few people got, if any, got paid directly into their bank account. It was, you got paid by check, you got paid by cash. So those who were paid in cash were fine. But those who were paid by check would have to find a place to cash the check for them. So very often they would go to the local supermarket, the local bar, and they would cash the check. And of course the check could not be processed because there was a bank strike. So there was a lot of trust. Now, Ireland was a very different place then. Most people knew each other, really, one way or the other. So I guess if you were a bar owner, the guy who was coming to cash his check was someone you knew. And then, of course, the bar owner had to hold the check for months and months. And, of course, checks expire after 6 months. He would hold it and hold it. And then the strike finished, the banks reopened, and they cashed all of their checks. But, of course, now that would be inconceivable. The economy would absolutely grind to a halt. But it just shows you also how inventive people are. So our workers have been on strike for more than a month. No hemos llegado a un acuerdo. No hemos llegado a un acuerdo. We haven't reached an agreement. We haven't reached an agreement. Hasta que esto no se resuelva, no podemos prometer nada. Hasta que esto no se resuelva, no podemos prometer nada. Until this is resolved, we can't promise anything. Until this is resolved, we can't promise anything. ¿Qué sugieres que hagamos? ¿Qué sugieres que hagamos? What do you suggest we do? Suggest. That's a very strong sound in there. What do you suggest we do? Debería ser más flexible. Debería ser más flexible. You should be more flexible. You should be more flexible. Pero llevo 5 años siendo flexible y mira lo que ha pasado. pero llevo 5 años siendo flexible y mira lo que ha pasado. But I've been flexible for 5 years and look at what's happened. But I've been flexible for 5 years and look at what's happened. No es culpa tuya. No es culpa tuya. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Entonces, ¿de quién es la culpa? Entonces, ¿de quién es la culpa? Then whose fault is it? Then whose fault is it? Because it's a question, of course. Then whose fault is it? No deberías echar la culpa a nadie. No deberías echar la culpa a nadie. You shouldn't blame anyone. You shouldn't blame anyone. No necesito tus consejos. No necesito tus consejos. I don't need your advice. With a V, strong V. I don't need your advice. Entonces, ¿por qué me has contratado? Entonces, ¿por qué me has contratado? Then why have you hired me? Then why have you hired me? Realmente, no lo sé. Realmente, no lo sé. All right, let's do a little bit of work with mastering the interrogative. Again, you might say yes, again. Because so often students say to our teachers, ah, no, I don't need the Vaughan method. What I need is conversation. Now, what does conversation consist of? Conversation consists of 4 forms. Affirmatives, negatives, interrogatives, and negative interrogatives. And you could say imperatives. All of those, in order to perform all of those, you need grammar structure and grammar practice, like you do in any language. And if you just converse, you only practice what you already know. You do not improve. And so how do you improve? Well, you improve by not defying or resisting your teacher. You allow the teacher to perform the Vaughan style in class. And essentially, you do your homework. So many times I meet students and they say, I'm not making any progress. My first question is, do you do your homework? I'm very busy. I say, that's not the question. The question I asked was, do you do your homework? Well, no. Well, then how do you make progress? How do you make progress at anything if you don't practice? So, practice, practice, practice. Mastering the interrogative. He did it last night. He did it last night. When did he do it? When did he do it? He did it because I paid him. He did it because I paid him. Why did he do it? Why did he do it? Bronze, B-R-O-N-Z-E or B-R-O-N-Z-E in American English, is made from copper and tin. Bronze is made from copper and tin. What is bronze made from? What is bronze made from? I took Peter to the airport. I took Peter to the airport. Where did you take Peter? Where did you take Peter? I took Peter to the airport. I took Peter to the airport. Who did you take to the airport? Who did you take to the airport? I taught him 3 hours of class. I taught him 3 hours of class. How many hours of class did you teach him? How many hours of class did you teach him? They lent me $100. They lent me $100. How much did they lend you? How much did they lend you? John F. Kennedy became president in 1960. John F. Kennedy became president in 1960. When did John F. Kennedy become president? When did John F. Kennedy become president? And so, of course, this week we had the inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States. And only the second Catholic, the first Catholic president of the United States was John F. Kennedy. The first Catholic vice president of the United States was Joe Biden. And the second Catholic, Roman Catholic president of the United States is Joe Biden. And on the morning of his inauguration, he attended Mass in St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, D.C., which was the cathedral where the funeral of John F. Kennedy was held after he was assassinated. John F. Kennedy was assassinated in November 1963. John F. Kennedy was assassinated in November 1963. When was John F. Kennedy assassinated? When was John F. Kennedy assassinated? He was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. He was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. Where was he assassinated? where was he assassinated? And that assassination took place on Dealey Plaza. The Second World War lasted 6 years. The Second World War lasted 6 years. How long did the Second World War last? How long did the Second World War last? The meeting lasted 3 hours. The meeting lasted 3 hours. How long did the meeting last? How long did the meeting last? I was 23 years old when I met her. I was 23 years old when I met her. How old were you when you met her? How old were you when you met her? I was 8 years old when Kennedy was killed. I was 8 years old when Kennedy was killed. How old were you when Kennedy was killed? How old were you when Kennedy was killed? That's one of those moments. I presume it was the same in Spain, but it was definitely the case in Ireland and the United States. Ireland had a huge connection, of course, with Kennedy. He was Irish-American. His family came from County Wexford in the southeast of the country. And he had visited Ireland less than a year before he was assassinated. So my parents' generation all remember exactly where they were when the news came through that Kennedy had been killed. It was a huge shock. I think maybe the equivalent for me would be when 9/11 happened in the United States. And of course, I was here in Spain when in March of 2004, when March 11th happened here. And there are two moments in my life I'll never forget. I came to Spain when I was 22 years old. I came to Spain when I was 22 years old. How old were you when you came to Spain? Make sure you pronounce the D in old. How old were you when you came to Spain? I came to Spain with a friend of mine. I came to Spain with a friend of mine. Who did you come to Spain with? Who did you come to Spain with? I spoke to Peter last night. I spoke to Peter last night. Who did you speak to last night? Who did you speak to last night? Now let's do a bit of vocabulary before we take a break. This is Vocabulary Booklet 5, List 8. Book 5, List 8. All right, here we go. Un incordión. Un incordión. A troublemaker. A troublemaker. Enfoque o planteamiento. Enfoque o planteamiento. Approach. What approach are you taking? You're getting nowhere with this approach. Brisa. Brisa. Breeze. There was a stiff breeze. Consultor. Consultor. Consultant. He works as a consultant. Mortal. Mortal. Deadly. A deadly virus. Eficazmente. Eficazmente. Effectively. Effectively. Carne y hueso. Now be careful of this one. Carne y hueso. Flesh and blood. My own flesh and blood. Servicial. Servicial. Helpful. Helpful. Thank you. You've been very helpful. Thank you. You've been most helpful. Influyente. Influyente. Influential. She's a very influential person. Préstamo. Préstamo. Loan. I went to the bank to ask for a loan. I applied for a loan online. Hogar de ancianos. Hogar de ancianos. Nursing home. Also known these days as retirement home, but still typically nursing home. Nursing home. Perspectivas. Perspectivas. Prospects. What are the prospects? Ruta. Ruta. Route. Or also in American English, route. So R-O-U-T-E. Route or route. Colonizador. Colonizador. Settler. Or colonizer also. Suelo en tema de agrícola. Suelo. Soil. Soil. The soil is very rich in this valley. Alrededores. Alrededores. Surroundings. The surroundings. What are your surroundings like? Los restos. Los restos. The remains. The remains. So we talk about this in two senses in English. The remains. When a person dies and they would talk about the remains, the man's remains were removed by the undertaker. But also we would talk about historical and archaeological sites. Libya, for example, apparently, is full of Roman remains, apparently very beautiful. Regatear. Regatear, to bargain. The verb, to bargain. Tachar. Tachar, to cross out. To cross out. Agarrar. Agarrar, to grab. To grab, which can be physically grab something. And also they would talk about if there is a coup d'etat, a strike against the government of a country, there was a power grab, also in a company. Solaparse. Solaparse, to overlap. To overlap. Rodear. Rodear. To surround. To surround. Debilitar. Debilitar. To weaken. To weaken. And finally, viable. 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 It's a viable situation, or it's an unviable situation. Stay with me, folks, and I'll be right back.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano. Es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening and speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. ¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Casi un año de pandemia, de malas noticias y de inseguridad. Casi un año sin poder disfrutar de los nuestros. Casi un año esperando una vacuna. Y mientras tanto, en Laboratorios LifeLength seguimos dándote el resultado de tu prueba PCR en el mismo día, como llevamos haciendo casi un año. Reserva ya tu cita online en citacovid.com.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando
Vaughan Radio. You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Hello and welcome back to the program, or welcome if you're just joining us. Welcome to No Excuses. Welcome to Vaughan Radio, to Vaughan Radio. And this is Fitz, and let's do a little bit of work with the accusative. I want you to, they want us to. I will say, his desire is for his children to be happy in life. His desire is for his children to be happy in life. And you will say, he wants his children to be happy in life. And of course, be careful of that third person S. His desire is for his children to be happy in life. He wants his children to be happy in life. He wants his children to be happy in life. My desire is that the Spanish government lower taxes. Now you might say, wait a minute, what about the third person S? The Spanish government lower taxes, or not the Spanish government lowers taxes, because it is the subjunctive, because it's my desire, it's hypothetical. My desire is that the Spanish government lower taxes. You want the Spanish government to lower taxes. You want the Spanish government to lower taxes. Philip's desire is for his son to win the championship. Philip's desire is for his son to win the championship. Philip wants his son to win the championship. Philip wants his son to win the championship. Their desire is that we study the report carefully. Their desire is that we study the report carefully. Be careful of always, as always, of your pronunciation of study. So their desire is that we study the report carefully. They want us to study the report carefully. They want us to study the report carefully. What is your desire that I do? What is your desire that I do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What is your desire that I say? What is your desire that I say? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? When is it in your interest that I start? When is it in your interest that I start? When do you want me to start? When do you want me to start? It's my desire that Spain assume a strong role in international affairs. It's my desire that Spain assume a strong role in international affairs. I want Spain to assume a strong role in international affairs. I want Spain to assume a strong role in international affairs. Why is it in your interest that I do that? Why is it in your interest that I do that? Why do you want me to do that? Why do you want me to do that? What time is it in your interest that I be there? What time is it in your interest that I be there? It sounds almost Shakespearean. What time is it in your interest that I be there? When do you want me to be there? When do you want me to be there? My desire is for everyone to enjoy the party. My desire is for everyone to enjoy the party. You want everyone to enjoy the party. You want everyone to enjoy the party. Now we're going to practice with would you like me to? Would you like me to? So this is very commonly used. Would you like me to do that for you? Would you like me to ask him? Would you like me to call him? So here I will say, who can bring me the report? Who can bring me the report? And you'll say, would you like me to bring it to you? Would you like me to bring it to you? So who can bring me the report? Who can bring me the report? Would you like me to bring it to you? Would you like me to bring it to you? Who can talk to Philip about the problem? Who can talk to Philip about the problem? Would you like me to talk to him about it? Would you like me to talk to him about it? Who can explain this to me? Who can explain this to me? Would you like me to explain it to you? Would you like me to explain it to you? Who can take me to the airport? Who can take me to the airport? Would you like me to take you there? Would you like me to take you there? Who can take these documents to Nancy? Who can take these documents to Nancy? Would you like me to take them to her? Would you like me to take them to her? Who can deliver the merchandise to the Germans? Who can deliver the merchandise to the Germans? Would you like me to deliver it to them? Would you like me to deliver it to them? Who can call Nigel? Who can call Nigel? Would you like me to call him? Would you like me to call him? And of course, be careful of your pronunciation of would. Close your eyes. Think of the following. Now, of course, if you're driving, keep them open. Close your eyes and think of the following. The word búho, which in English is owl, the bird. Take away the B, remove the B, and you're left with uo. Now add a D at the end of uo, and you get wood. U-H-O, de wood. So there you go. Who can buy a newspaper for me? Who can buy a newspaper for me? Would you like me to buy one for you? Would you like me to buy one for you? I was having a conversation with Richard Vaughan the other day about the curiosity of this pronoun one. Which one is yours? This one or that one? No, this one is mine. And that one? No, that one is yours. And then, of course, the fact that you can use it in the plural. Which ones are yours? Those ones are mine. The green ones are mine. So who can buy a newspaper for me? Would you like me to buy one for you? Would you like me to buy one for you? Who can help me with this report? Who can help me with this report? Would you like me to help you with it? Would you like me to help you with it? Who can show me the figures? Who can show me the figures? Would you like me to show them to you? Would you like me to show them to you? Who can convince John to go to Louisiana? Who can convince John to go to Louisiana? Would you like me to convince him to go there? Would you like me to convince him to go there? So let's do a little bit of work with phrasal verbs. To go. So to go into, to enter from the point of view of someone outside. To go out or to go out of. To exit from the viewpoint of someone inside. To go into, to enter into an explanation about something. To go away, which could be to disappear or to leave. To go up to, which can be to approach someone in order to ask a question. You go up to a policeman in the street. To go on, which can mean to continue, not to stop, to pass as time goes on. To go back, to return to a previous destination. To go off, to explode, to ring an alarm clock. And of course we had a terrible explosion here in Madrid in the last couple of days where several people lost their lives, and our sympathies go out to everybody involved and everybody attached and related and friends of those people. To go out, to extinguish by itself. The candle went out, to go out for an evening. To go on strike, to declare a strike and to carry it out. To go over, to review in search of errors and to rehearse. To go through, to review in search of information, to be subject to. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I want you to give me the long form answer. So I will say, for example, did you go into your boss's office before he got to work? Did you go into your boss's office before he got to work? Give me a negative answer. I didn't go into my boss's office before he got to work. I didn't go into my boss's office before he got to work. Did you go out of this room a few minutes ago? Did you go out of this room a few minutes ago? Give me a positive answer. Yes, I went out of this room a few minutes ago. I went out of this room a few minutes ago. Now, a negative answer. No, I didn't go out of this room a few minutes ago. I didn't go out of this room a few minutes ago. Did you go into a lot of detail in the last meeting you attended? Did you go into a lot of did you go into a lot of detail in the last meeting you attended? Negative answer. No, I didn't go into a lot of detail in the last meeting I attended. I didn't go into a lot of detail in the last meeting I attended. Positive answer. Yes, I went into a lot of detail in the last meeting I attended. I went into a lot of detail in the last meeting I attended. Will a grease spot go away if you use baking soda. Now, you say, what's a grease spot? For example, if you're eating bacon and the liquid fat from the bacon falls onto your clothing, you get a grease spot. So will a grease spot go away if you use baking soda, which is bicarbonato? Yes, a grease spot will go away if you use baking soda. A grease spot will go away if you use baking soda. Will a fly go away if you try to blow on it? Will a fly go away if you try to blow on it? Yes, a fly will go away if you try to blow on it. A fly will go away if you try to blow on it. Did you go up to a policeman last week to ask a question? Did you go up to a policeman last week to ask a question? Give me a positive answer. Yes, I went up to a policeman last week to ask a question. I went up to a policeman last week to ask a question. And give me a negative answer. I didn't go up to a policeman last week to ask a question. That means, again, like I said earlier, to approach someone in the street, for example. I went up to him. Does this class seem to go on forever? Does this class seem to go on forever? Hopefully not. This class doesn't seem to go on forever. This class doesn't seem to go on forever. Did you go back to your house after you left home this morning? Did you go back to your house after you left home this morning? Give me a negative answer. No, I didn't go back to my house after I left home this morning. But I'm sure, like many of you, I can't tell you how many times I've left the house, walked down the stairs thinking, I'm forgetting something. I go out on the street and somebody stares at me and I think, oh my God, I've forgotten my mask. And I have to go back in and put the mask on. Now, that's happening less now because it's becoming an automated response, which apparently in psychology is called overlearning. Overlearning. We had a new teacher, Marianne from Denmark, who's a psychologist, who told me that you learn something so well, it becomes an automated response and it's called overlearning. Did your alarm clock go off this morning? Did your alarm clock go off this morning? Give me a positive answer. Yes, my alarm clock went off this morning. My alarm clock went off this morning. And a negative answer. No, my alarm clock didn't go off this morning. My alarm clock didn't go off this morning. Did you go on strike last year? Did you go on strike last year? Give me a positive answer. Yes, I went on strike last year. Link strike with on. Yes, I went on strike last year. Negative answer. I didn't go on strike last year. I didn't go on strike last year. Did you go over a report last week written by a subordinate? Did you go over a report last week written by a subordinate? Positive answer. Yes. I went over, meaning I reviewed. I reviewed it. I searched for errors. Did you go over a report last week written by a subordinate? Yes. I went over a report last week written by a subordinate. Negative answer. I didn't go over a report last week written by a subordinate. Do you usually go over a presentation before giving it? Do you usually go over a presentation before giving it? Positive answer. Yes. I usually go over a presentation before giving it. I usually go over a presentation before giving it. Did you go through my CV before hiring me as a teacher? Did you go through my CV before hiring me as a teacher? Yes, I went through your CV before hiring you as a teacher. I went through your CV before hiring you as a teacher. This reminds me of a story that is in some ways unbelievable. So I've hired literally thousands of people for this company. One of the questions we always ask is, what do you know about Vaughan Systems? If the person who's applying for the job has not bothered to look at the website and says, I don't know, they don't get the job. Now, there are other questions we ask, but this is a very important question because it tells you if the person has had the intelligence and the wit and the humility to spend 5 minutes looking at the website of the company they want to work for. And do they just want the job or do they want to work for the company? But some years ago, many years ago, in our company, we were hiring a sales manager, very important position in the company. And so there were three candidates and several of us interviewed the candidates. And when I interviewed the person who became the successful candidate, unbelievably, and I asked him, I said, what do you know about Vaughan Systems? And he said, nothing. You tell me. Now, I communicated this to the other people who were involved in the process, but he was still hired. This, for me, is criminal. So if you're going for a job, make sure you research in depth. You research the company you're going to work for, and you find out what they do, what they're about. And it takes maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Did you go through a training course before taking over your job? Yes, I went through a training course. Well, I went through a training course as a teacher. In those days, it was 3 weeks. But for my specific job now, no, I didn't go through a training course before taking over my job. Did you go through hard times before getting your present job? No, thankfully, I didn't go through hard times before getting my present job. Let's do some negative questions. I give you a negative statement. You give me a question with why. They can't afford a new car. Why can't they afford a new car? And don't forget, in the negative, very important, you emphasize the T in can't. Why can't they afford a new car? He can't attend the university. Why can't he attend the university? And remember, it's never attend to. There wasn't a ticket for you. Why wasn't there a ticket for me? They're not coming next week. Why aren't they coming next week? She's not going to the university next year. Why isn't she going to the university next year? He's not interested in finding a job. Why isn't he interested in finding a job? He doesn't need to work. She doesn't have to come with us. I haven't gone yet. I haven't spoken to her this week. They haven't finished yet. As always, be careful of your pronunciation of yet. We haven't seen them today. She hasn't decided yet. They haven't reached an agreement. They haven't reached an agreement yet. She hasn't reached a conclusion yet. All right, let's do a quick bit of practice with numbers. Then we're going to review a bit of vocabulary. How are we doing for time? Fine. Okay. Now, I'm going to say something here. We're going to practice decimals and percentages. So, I'm going to say 22.77%. And I want you to say 22.77%. So I'll say 22.77%. And I want you to say 22.77%. Don't forget, in English, after the decimal point, each number is said separately. So 22.77%. 27.72%. 27.72%. 27.72%. 27.72%. 77.22%. 77.22%. 77.22%. 77.22%. 91.91%. 91.91%. 91.91%. 91.91%. 91.90%. 91.90%. 91.90%. 91.90%. Now you might hear 91.90%, but I prefer zero. It's more precise. 91.90%. 47.85%. 47.85%. 47.85%. 47.85%. 78.57%. 78.57%. 78.57%. 78.57%. 32.43%. 32.43%. 32.43%. 32.43%. 24.30%. 24.30%. 24.30%. 24.30%. 17.17%. 17.17%. 17.17%. 17.17%. And the last one. 71.70%. 71.70%. 71.70%. And be careful. Percent, not percent. Percent. 71.70%. 71.70%. All right, let's do a little bit of a review of the vocabulary we did earlier. Now, because it's a review, I say it once in Spanish and once in English. So here we go. Un incordión. A troublemaker. Enfoque o planteamiento. Approach. Brisa. Breeze. That was a good expression with this. Cool as a breeze. He's as cool as a breeze, that guy. He never gets upset. He never gets excited. He never gets angry. Cool as a breeze. Consultor. Consultant. And be careful with the pronunciation. Consultant. Mortal. Mortal. Deadly. D-E-A-D-L-Y. Eficazmente. Effectively. Carne y hueso. Flesh and blood. Servicial. Helpful. Be careful of pronouncing that P. Helpful. Helpful. Influyente. Influyente. Influential. Influential. Spelled I-N-F-L-U-E-N-T-I-A-L, but influential. Shul. Préstamo. Loan. Hogar de ancianos. Nursing home. Perspectivas. Prospects. Emphasis on the first syllable. Prospects. Ruta. Route, or also in American English, route. Colonizador. Settler. Settler. Suelo en tema de agrícola. Soil. Soil. Alrededores. Alrededores. Surroundings. Los restos. The remains. Regatear. To bargain. Now be careful of the pronunciation because it's spelled B-A-R-G-A-I-N, but pronounced bargain with a hard G. Bargain. Bargain. Tachar. to cross out. Agarrar, to grab. Don't forget that strong B at the end. Solaparse, to overlap. To overlap. Rodear, to surround. Debilitar, to weaken. To weaken. The structure was weakened. Viable, 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 viable. And the opposite? Unviable, unviable. And what's the opposite of helpful? Unhelpful, unhelpful. You've been very unhelpful. You've been very helpful. Hopefully you don't meet too many unhelpful people in your life. So I hope that was helpful. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o